welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Spirit Connection Podcast, August 25th, 2021. You know, the month of August has been about aligning with God's timing. I released a prophetic word over this and been talking about it. In fact, I'm going to share with you an encounter I had this month on it and how it will actually help encourage you and charge your spiritual batteries at the same time. So, first of all, let's just come into alignment with God's timing. Lord, we thank you for all of the things. You've given us everything we need. We have the Holy Spirit. We have everything in us already. We just need to step up, get rid of some of the stuff that's blocking it. But we have the presence of the Lord now that's increasing upon us. We have the word of the Lord that's increasing upon us. Align us with heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, if you know the time and the season, that's the word that I got for this month, in the month of August, Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to live and a time to die. The Lord showed me that we need to die to some things and we need to live to some other things. We need to shift gears into this new season that we're coming into. You know, I operated at times and seasons gifting, but there's things right now you can come into agreement with. It's kind of easy to do once you get the hang of it, but we can operate in an individual time or global or both. For an example, we can be in a time of trouble as we came through. We were at a time of trouble, but we're now in a season of transition and hope. Time of trouble, the season of transition and hope. Which one do you want to come into agreement with? Yeah, you know, get into the season that we're, get out of the time, which is current, and then the season is bigger. So knowing the time and the season takes a little bit of practice, but God will reveal it to you. And, you know, that this is the general season, you know, I just really feel the power and presence for change right now, especially as we're moving into this new time, which I'm going to talk about. So let me talk about my encounter I had on August 7th and how my clock got aligned. And my prophetic word for this month was that God's going to bring you into his perfect timing. You know, I got that word. I prayed over things. My team, when I get a prophetic word, we repent together for anything we might have in common to it so that the Lord can use us. We did all that, you know. But I was still, apparently I still had something because on August 7th, all my clocks, my major clocks in my home office and my bedside clock, they both went way off. We're not talking about a little bit. This is weird. They went way off. I watched this happen. And then the Lord spoke to me that he's bringing me into his perfect timing. So I kept trying to reset it, and it wouldn't work. It was weird. I was trying to write down the times thinking maybe those are prophetic. The Lord said, no, I want you to change the batteries because this is what I'm doing right now. And as I did that, I was aligned with God's perfect timing. He told me that I want you to set your clock. This is what he told me at noon. Well, it was like it was 11:47 or something weird. But yet one of the clocks that was off, suddenly the alarm goes off, but it was noon. Now, this is just saying, you don't have to write this down. I'm just saying it was one of those times where I knew the Lord was speaking powerfully. So I changed my batteries. I reset my clocks on August 7th, and I tell you, I'm now moving in a different place. I'm still experiencing attacks. I'm still getting all, you know, stuff. But when you align with heaven, when you align with his timing, the Lord will then align you with a new season. So I want to release this over you because there's a spattering of encouragement I'm going to give you here. I just felt like there's some activations that's going to align you that I'm going to do right now, some prayers, some words. So here's just, let's just open this up in a greater level. The Lord is releasing new revelation through the word on who Jesus is. Matthew 16:15. But what about you? Jesus asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter said, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. So we're getting downloads right now. We need to get a new revelation or a renewed revelation of who Jesus is, who he really is. The Lord is doing this. He's going to speak something to you that's personal. And who do you say I am? And then as this happens, you know, maybe some of the tainted wounds of the past, bad experiences have caused us to get discouraged. Maybe even losing your job the last couple of years, especially last year, causing people to get discouraged. Ask yourself, when you think of God the Father, what's the first thing that comes to mind? When you think of Jesus, what's the first thing that comes to mind? When you think of the Holy Spirit, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Go back later and go through this and see if there's anything that you can unclog, do a backwash of your filters. You know what I mean? We're going to unclog, clean out the filters here. There's been an attack, massive attack against hearing God. And Matthew 13:14, Jesus says this, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You'll be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts have become callous. They hardly hear with their ears. They hardly see with their eyes. And he goes on to say, and they don't understand with their heart. This is a three-chord attack that's come against people on hearing the Lord. So we need to break this off if you have not gotten this. And maybe you have to try it again. I've been talking about this for a while now. Is that we break off right now the calloused eyes or whatever it is. The eyes that cannot see, the ears that cannot hear, the heart that doesn't understand. It's a three-chord that keeps trying to get back on people through doubt, discouragement, through all kinds of things. So we break. And we release eyes that see. We release ears that hear. And we release a heart that understands, according to Matthew 13:14. Lord, we pray right now that the general dullness that's out there, the static, would now be lifted. Whew. Now, you can learn to perceive. You can learn to discern. You can also learn to perceive. Job 33:14. God may speak in one way or another, yet people do not perceive it. This is a time to get the perception. Once you break the eye, ear, heart, then you want to come into agreement with getting perception, because God may speak in one way or another, Job 33:14, yet people don't perceive it. So the Holy Spirit will then remind you of the things that are hidden. You need to ask the Lord, get specific and ask the Lord. You have to trust God has your back and his character is good. He's a giver of good gifts. He's not the one causing all this stuff. So, you know, God's going to speak through the Bible. It's going to reveal more about his character to you. It's a love letter right now. There's intimacy flowing right now. So we can actually tune in to the Lord. How to break off this inability to hear and then perceive, you need to tune in. Tune out the noise. Tune in to the Lord. Hebrews 5:14, this is in the Passion Translation. But solid food is for the mature, whose spiritual senses perceive heavenly matters. Lord, we want to perceive heavenly matters. They've been adequately trained by what they've experienced to emerge with understanding and be in a different place. Whew. Wow. This is Hebrews 5:14. There is something going on over that right now. I felt a shift over people. God is speaking all the time. But we just need to tune in to it. And we need to tune out the world. And it takes an intentional practice to learn to discern. You can do this. You have to practice. I decree Bible verses every day. I practice every day. You ever hear that lawyers practice law? Doctors already, they practice medicine because it is indeed that level. I tell you, we need to practice hearing God. We need to take it to the level, at the high level. You need to get a PhD. I've got one. Is prophecy, healing, and dreams in my PhD. You need to get into agreement with this and get out of the whirlwind that's been assigned to try to bring us down and take us out. We need to transform our minds. In Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing, perfect will. We need to renew our minds, it says, away from the pattern of the world. What is that right now? Oh my goodness, there's a lot of things. But fear, judgments, unbelief, unloving spirits, let's name a few of them. Wow, and then you got to transform out of this. I tell you, I decree Bible verses each day still. I take communion each day to make sure I don't get pulled into the spirit of fear, the spirit of judgments, just all that unbelief that's going on. The spirit of unbelief's out there, you know, it's operating huge right now. You know, so replace these with the fruit of the spirit. You can't just cast something out without replacing it. That's Galatians 5:23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. I've got to memorize. Sometimes I'll take a walk and I'll stomp my feet and I'll get it in my body. I'll get it in my soul. I'll get it in my spirit. I know I'm shaking everything. This camera's shaking here because it's needed. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Yes. You will need to be transformed with self-control behind the wheel of your car. Honestly, how you treat people, how you treat your kids, how you treat people when God, you know, I'm just saying, walking through this, I still repent on a daily basis for the way I've treated people in the past. And then today, you know, I want to make sure that I'm loving in all that I do. And we're not perfect, but if what we do is we confess and then He's faithful to forgive us. Well, there's a divine course correction going on right now. Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. There's a new alignment with your assignment. There is a new alignment coming for your assignment. The Lord is bringing a major kingdom realignment that's going to produce new assignments. I'm shaking again. I'm stomping again. And there's going to produce new assignments. People are shifting places. It's necessary for what's ahead. This does not mean you have to move or change jobs, but we will be indeed seeing some movement going on. Remember to be careful to make sure that you don't do any major changes without confirmation. Get prayer, get confirmation. But expect the Lord to move quickly and to be able to hear a confirmation as you press in. But here's how to prepare for right now. People keep asking me, the best way is to align yourself with heaven. Develop godly character. Shore up the areas of your soul. Maybe there's areas of your life that you need. The devil's gotten a foothold. I tell you, I just got another session. I went through some inner healing. I got some prayer with someone. And then I went and did some more generational stuff just a few weeks ago to break off stuff because I'm getting ready. I tell you, the Lord's moving something and I'm just looking for things that I can, you know, get through. It's Colossians 3:15. Here's how to prepare. But above all else, put these things on. Love, which is the bond of perfection. And then let peace of God rule your hearts, for which you are called in one body, and be thankful. Now, there's three things you want to look at there. The major things here is that you want to get love, peace, and thankfulness. I've had to allow thankfulness to rule over me right now. I've had to step out and step up to a new level. Whenever I start feeling discouraged, I've been singing in my bed. I've been singing in the shower. I don't care what else. I've been singing in the storm. Satan's trying to hit you, right? He's trying to hit us all, trying to bring division, perfectionism, and he wants to remove our peace. But the Lord is going to break. So Lord, we pray for that breaking. I see this breaking over people right now. You'll want to write this down, Colossians 3, 14 and 15. Go back to it. Whew. There's refreshment that's here. Refreshment is here. Psalm 84, 5, how enriched are those who find their strength in the Lord, for their hearts are in a highway of holiness. The Lord's bringing a new level of holiness. And for this, you have to have grace to get into this. You know, cut yourself some slack, but then if you're cutting yourself too much slack, you know, get a balance. They grow stronger and stronger with every step forward. The Lord is releasing refreshment. This is the charge. I said that would charge your batteries. This is the steps right now. Lord, we release this. Would you release refreshment? Would you release the drink? In John 7:37, Jesus said, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. For whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of him will flow rivers of living water. Lord, we just ask that you would release the rivers of the living water. Release the rivers of living water. Also, Haggai 2:9 says, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord. His glory is coming. It's going to be greater, and he will indeed impart peace to you. The Lord is releasing a greater glory that surpasses all understanding as far as peace. Dig your roots deep in them right now as you walk through this time. The key to getting through is another one. I got a lot of keys. I got a set of keys here. A pair of keys, maybe. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest upon me. There's something about it. Being humble, but not too humble. Step up. Take authority. But the door of promotion is only 3 feet high, 1 meter high. That's the door of promotion. You might need to humble yourself. God's going to go through this. He's going to walk you through this time. Lord, we ask that you would charge our spiritual batteries. You gave me these things just yesterday when I wrote this down. You gave me these things. It said, these are the things that I'm doing right now. Release the refreshment over people. Release these words. These are the prophetic words I've been talking about for a while, but I pulled them all together in a spattering. And the Lord said, this is like a bow and arrow. This is like a, it's going to get you in the crosshairs of his love and glory. So Lord, we release this, the perfect timing and the charging our batteries. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, DougEdison.com is my website. You want to check out the training? I just did, actually. And it was last weekend, but it was so powerful. I want you to be able to get the replay if you didn't get it already. How to transform your Bible into a prophetic roadmap. It was last week, August 21st, but you could go to DougEdison.com/transform. And if, I'm really encouraging people to grab the trainer kit while it's here. It's a small cost, $97. You get the course and the PowerPoint or keynote and the license to be able to use it and edit it on your own. It'll help people who are your trainers, or you could use it in your small groups, whatever. You can use it for your own personal Bible study. Feel like something powerful is on this right now. I'm excited. God's doing something new. We also have the Hearing God 365 online school and the trainer kick. We are retiring it. Gosh, we started it back in 2015 or 16, I think. But from August 16th through September 6th, we're doing a retirement party. It's your last chance, last call. Go to this website, hearinggod365.com/ retirement. HearingGod365.com/retirement. God's doing something new right now, and I'm excited for what's happening. And Lord, we pray that, I just feel it again. We are not going to be retired right now. We're going to get refired. I pray for this new level to transform, to use the Bible as a prophetic roadmap. I pray for that. Jesus, you said you would speak through the word. Release it over us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.